Yes, and a very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasius, and I'm with you until 6pm, once again celebrating the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Omar Naber from Slovenia.
Hi, we are
the Humans.
And we are from Romania.
Hi,
this we is are Sisters
from Germany.
You're listening to Forest FM.
Boom, enjoy.
We've listened to your heartbeat, if you couldn't tell from listening to that song. That is Sweden's Eurovision entry in 2001 at the Parken Stadium in Copenhagen, Denmark, coming fifth for Sweden at the biggest attendance for Eurovision ever in 2001. Now, for Eurovision fans, 2001 is quite controversial. Not everybody enjoys the contest. Now, it is certainly a contest of its time. The song quality across the board probably wasn't the highest of 2019 standards, but 2001, I thought, was an awesome show. It was probably the contest that ended up me turning into a huge Eurovision Song Contest fan, and which spurred me on to this very day, making sure that I promote the contest, which I enjoy and love, and also promote it here in the United Kingdom, and try and turn people and change people's minds that Eurovision is not necessarily just a one day, it is a whole year thing, and if we put effort into it, we can do well and show the rest of Europe how good our music industry is. One day we'll get there, Britain, we'll get there. Anyways, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm Kieran Aritasiat. On this week's show, we've got plenty of requests and lots of music, of course, coming from the back catalogue of Eurovision entries right across 1956 to 2019. We have Rob's Random Request alive and kicking, this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News, and Dream World, where I play a song which should have probably represented the UK at Eurovision and probably would have guaranteed us at least a top five placing. I think so, in my humble opinion. If you want to get in contact, well, these are the ways on how you can get in contact. Follow us on Twitter at ESE Showcase. Our Facebook page is The Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email. Our email address is esceshowcase@gmail.com. Right, time to go to a song which, again, for me, is considerably underrated. Now, this only got 17th in 2011. It was the pre-contest favourite. Live, okay, fair enough. Amory Vassili did not sound very good, I must admit. He you could tell he opted for a song which is quite lower key rather than the higher key, which we're going to hear in the studio version. And I don't think he was particularly well on the night. So, with that being said, and with all this talk going on, I need to move on and play the next song. So here is France, 2011, sung in Corsican. Here is Amory Vassili with Song Nu.
Song Nu, dis de la mer, dis ta voce. Mai spento ricordo di te, quella notte qui con me.
Was was gewoon van streek. Ook al zag ik jou bij anderen staan, ook al ging je met een ander haal, ik wou en zou je krijgen, je aan mijn degen rijgen, al speelde ik met vuur. Verlaten maakt me niet meer bang. Ik wil en zal je krijgen, je aan mijn degen rijgen. Al speel ik nog met vuur. Liefde is een kaartspel met jokers en pokers. Liefde is een steekspel.
Belgium 1996, as cheesy as any other Eurovision song can be, to be perfectly honest. That is the amazing Lisa Del Bo with Liefde is in the card spell, which basically means life is a card game, which represented Belgium at the 96 Eurovision Song Contest in Oslo on the 18th of May. Yes, my birthday it was. I would have been 10 then. 40 songs took part in the Belgian pre-selection, which consisted of four semi-finals in February and followed by a final on the 9th of March. All the shows took place in the Nook Casino. Yes, the Nook Casino. What a beautiful place it is in the west of Flanders in Belgium. Yes, it is the largest casino in Belgium as well. It was, yeah. And the hosts were Michael Foley and Alexandra Potvin. Yes, your favourite Flemish performers and presenters. Yes, so obviously Liefde is a card spell, won the third semi-final. Actually, no, it came second. Yes, with a song called Moi from Enzo, which we've actually played here on the Eurovision Showcase before. It ended up being a crazy fan favourite. But didn't make it, sadly, to the Eurovision Song Contest. Never mind. Right, it's now time for our first request, and it comes from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden, one of our avid listeners across in Sweden. And it's nice to know that somebody from Sweden is tuning in to us in our beautiful little community radio station in the east of Dorset in Verwood. How awesome is that? So Robert, lovely to hear from you. Now this is your request and I love it. Thank you very much. Here is a song that came fourth in the Portuguese Eurovision National Final in 2011 in the Festival de Canção. This came fourth. Here is Filipa Ruas with a song called Tensão, which means tension. Yes. Here is Filipa Ruas from Portugal.
vida te entrega, que eu corro certo para te apanhar. Entro no jogo e sem saber, apago a luz só para te ter. Oh, 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 oh. Rasgo-te a pele, fujo à pressão. Oh, 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 oh. Peço-te um beijo e fujo à pressão. Perco o tempo da hora perdida. Oh, 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 oh. Tranco a porta e acabo o meu dia. Oh, 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 fujo à pressão. Vem cá, olha para a frente. Sei lá, pecado presente. És a que afoga um sopro frio que calma por te ver. Entro no jogo e sem saber, apago a luz só para te ter. Oh, 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 oh. Rasgo-te a pele e fujo à pressão. Oh, 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 oh.
Corner of the world, and we're all gonna shine a every corner of our heart. Shine a light in every corner of our heart.
Oh, that is Johanna singing the UK's last Eurovision win in 1997, A Love, Shine a Light. And Johanna represented Iceland at the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest with Is It True, coming second. And there she is playing homage to the last UK Eurovision winner. Isn't that lovely, Rob?
Is it true?
It is true.
And is it over?
Oh, I hope not. How are you anyway?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very, very well. I'm very excited for your segment once
again. As always.
As always, yes. Oh, so we get down to it, Rob?
Yes, let's introduce it.
Yes, please do.
So it is Rob's Random Request.
Right, so in Rob's Random Request, Rob has two hats and they both have little bits of paper in both of these hats. Now, the first hat we have has little bits of paper with years on. That's years from 1956 to 2019. And in the other hat, we have a little bit of paper with countries on, all the way from Andorra to Yugoslavia. Okay then, so Rob, tell us, what is your year first?
Okay, the year is 1969.
Ah, that was a contest in Madrid, the year after Maciel beat Cliff Richard with La 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 La. And we have four winners.
Okay, yes, I know this year.
In 1969.
Okay, let's see what I pull out.
So, Rob, what country have you pulled out of the hat?
Okay. Number, let's hope it works. We have Cyprus.
No, nope. Debuted in 81.
Okay.
So not yet.
Okay, I've got another one. Okay. Lithuania.
No.
Right.
Debut to 1994.
Third time lucky people. What have I got? United Kingdom.
It's Lulu with Boom Bang A Bang. Yes, Boom Bang A Bang by Lulu won the 1969 Eurovision Song Contest along with the French entry, the Spanish entry, and the Dutch entry.
I don't think this song needs much introduction.
It doesn't indeed. No. It's a Eurovision classic. Here is Scotland's Lulu singing Boom Bang A Bang, the United Kingdom, 1969, and Rob's Random Request.
Come closer and listen. The beat of my heart keeps on missing. I notice it most when we're kissing. Come closer and love me tonight. That's right. Come closer and cuddle me tight. My heart goes boom, bang, a bang, boom, bang, a bang when you are near. Boom, bang, a bang, boom, bang, a bang loud in my ear. Pounding away, won't you be mine? Boom, bang, a bang, bang all the time. It's such a lovely feeling when I'm in your arms. The thought of your kiss is exciting. So hold me and don't keep me waiting. Come closer and love me tonight. That's right. Come closer and cuddle me tight. My heart goes boom, bang, a bang. Bang, bang, bang all the time.
Dimal from Montenegro. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song, Heaven.
Enjoy.
Life was once so lonely. Heartbreak was the only thing you left for me.
My life was so empty, and love was the furthest, furthest thing from me.
Falling, I'm in heaven, falling, I'm in heaven, falling, straight into your heart.
Falling, I'll catch you while you're falling. I hear your heart calling into my arms.
Dimal representing Montenegro at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. That is the song Heaven. Ultra cheesy, and I thought that was going to come last in the first semi-final. Shockingly, it didn't. Finland did with Darude and Sebastian with Look Away. Though, I must admit, when I watched the Finnish national final, I knew that was going to bomb. And it just sort of put the exclamation mark on it all when poor old Darude and Sebastian came last. And for quite a few number of years, Finland have been one of my favourites at the contest. And it didn't work out this year, sadly. If they sent Superman, I think it would have been a different story. Yes. And we got some sad news to mention about Montenegro. So now let's take a look at this week's Eurovision Showcase news. It's just gone 5:30. I am your host, Kieran Ari-Tussiot, and it's now time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Today on Sunday, the 10th of November, 2019, right here on Forest FM. Montenegro Public Broadcasting, RTCG, has confirmed on Friday that they will not participate in the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest in Rotterdam, the Netherlands, for financial reasons. ESC Today received the confirmation of the news following rumours earlier reported by other Eurovision fan blogs, a Eurovision Fun and HOD45. The reason for the withdrawal is financial, and according to RTCG, the Montenegrin public broadcaster, that they have been given an EBU extension beyond the 10th of October's deadline to confirm participation, but RTCG FG was unable to meet the requirements, and for the second time, Montenegro withdraws from the competition. The first withdrawal was a two-year period where they missed 2010 and 2011. So we hope that Montenegro come back soon. The official album for Junior Eurovision 2019 in Poland has been released already. Yes, you can listen on Apple Music and on Spotify. And the contest is coming up soon in the next couple of weeks or so. So stick around for more information. And we'll go through a recap of all the Junior Eurovision 2019 entries coming up. Holly Tandy, who was in this year's edition of Eurovision You Decide, the UK national final, has released a brand new single. It's called Small Talk. The Czech Republic's broadcaster had confirmed earlier this week that they have abandoned any idea of a television final, and apparently they're going to have an even better online selection. And finally, the first two acts for Eurovision's Australia Decides Gold Coast 2020 have been announced. Yes, the first two participants of Australia's Eurovision National Final next year have been announced, the first two, and Casey Donovan is probably the most well-known Australian fans. She was the winner of the Australian Idol back in 2005 at the age of 16. Since her victory, she has acted, become an author, and performed in multiple theatre productions. In 2017, she won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in Australia. Last year, Casey was the opening act to Australia Decides 2019, and singing the nation's debut song Tonight Again. Awesome it was too. And most recently, Casey has been performing as Mama Matron in Chicago. Sorry, terrible. And also, Vanessa Amorsi is participating in the Australia's national final next year. Vanessa is probably best known to the global audience for her little performance in 2000. Yes, it was just a small performance, performing and closing ceremony of the 2000 Olympic Games in Sydney. However, Vanessa has taken residence in the charts with songs charting all the way back to 1999. Yes, she's incredibly excited, she said in a statement, to be part of Australia Decides 2020. She's a proud Aussie and have the opportunity to sing one of my songs in a huge international stage representing Australia would be unforgettable. And actually, her performance during the Olympics was epic, so you got to check it out, and it's all over YouTube, of course. Right, that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Aritotis, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3.
Good evening, Europe!
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbeam.com or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
This is Mickey from Spain. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, La Venda. Enjoy it. La Venda ya cayó.
Hello, this is Mahmoud from Italy, and this is my song, Soldi.
Pensavi solo ai soldi,
soldi, come se avessi avuto soldi, soldi. Dimmi se ti manco, te ne fotti, fotti. Mi chiedevi come va, come va, come va. Adesso come va, come va, come va.
Hello, this is Michael Rice from the United Kingdom. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Bigger Than Us. Enjoy!
Bigger.
Favorite station. Freedom of life, I will express my soul. Look me in the eye and electrify my goal. I ain't gonna leave until you know my name. Stepping out of the shell, now don't you step in my way. Build another wall and watch it crumble by your side. Coming home. I'm not holding back, no, I ain't wasting time. If you want me near, then you must come for the ride. If your sky will fall, I'll shelter you from the rain. There's not a cloud in the sky that can come in the way. Oh, roaming through fields, I'm trying to find this new land. It's only 'cause I'm here, I'm finding.
Representing Malta in 2014, coming 23rd. Unbelievable and so underrated. That's the amazing song, Coming Home. Yeah, oh, good stuff by Malta there. Again, deserved so much more. Anyways, I could go on. We end up getting really, really sad. Okay, it's now time for us to visit a year in the past and see what could have represented the UK at the Eurovision Song Contest. In this week's edition of Dream World.
I can fly among the clouds over great mountains high. Dream world across the clear blue sky.
Now, this week takes us to the year 2003. Now, who can never forget the year 2003 if you're a Eurovision fan and you happen to be British? to our Turkish, because Turkey won Eurovision for the first time ever in 2003, but the UK ended up getting nil pois in 2003 at the contest in Riga, Latvia. And yes, we sent Gemini with Crybaby. Not a very good. Now, personally, out of the national final songs, I would have loved Emily Reid with Help Me to represent the UK. To me, I think I've stated it so many times, that's probably the song which I would have loved the UK to have sent to Eurovision. And I would have been so much more prouder than Gemini. Anyways, if I had my choice and the UK had, you know, wanted to go big time, because the previous year, in 2002, Jessica Garlick with Comeback came third. We got into the top three, which is amazing. But, yes, we ended up having a pretty lacklustre national final. It didn't really work out well. But if the UK really wanted to pull it out, then certainly this would have been awesome. Now, this wonderful lady, she came second in 2002's edition of BBC's Fame Academy. Yes, she did. She released a debut album called Ready to Run. Yes, it was released in February of 2003, and her single was released on the 10th of February in 2003. She got to number 2 in the UK charts. She charted in the 20s in 11 in Ireland. And Scotland have their own charts, apparently, where she got to number 1. She's from Northern Ireland. She has an amazing voice, and she's awesome. It's Sinead Quinn, born on the 24th of March in 1980. Here is her song, I Can't Break Down. This is awesome.
Now I know I can handle this. I'll close my mouth and clench my fist. I've lived this day in a thousand ways, but there's a flaw to add to my list. Go on, squeeze a little more, 'cause if you scream, I'll just ignore you. I've rehearsed this scene in a million dreams. You're getting closer to my core, and I'm so damn frustrated, losing breath and now I'm shaking. Gotta keep myself from breaking down. Someone get me out. Here, don't you fall. Eyes, don't you cry. Need to get me round this corner. I can't break down, break down.
This is Alexander from Norway.
And Joust.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Alene, så enkel og så fin. Alene, gitaren tuller fram. En liten sang. Piano og gitar i sammen stenger lave lyd. I sammen klanger bringer fram en liten sang. Overalt finns det.
Taigen featuring Anita Skorlagan with Do Re Mi, coming ninth for Norway in the 1983 Eurovision Song Contest. What an absolute classic. Oh, yes. Right, we have a request from a local Eurovision fan. Yes, we're going all the way down to Ferndown. Yes, and we're going to say hello to the lovely Richard. Richard, thank you very much for your request, and thank you for this awesome choice. You've requested Germany's song in 1980, and believe it or not, I have an English version. Yes, so everybody can understand what the beautiful and wonderful Katja Epstein was singing. Yes, the song came second, and it's Theater is the song in German, and the English version is called It's Showtime. So here is Germany 1980 coming second. Thank you, Richard, for your request.
They seem to wear a different mask each night they play. They're forever someone else with every part. They want to make it in the theater all the way, and the people down there know it in their heart. They are beggars, kings or fools, they got it made. Maybe someday I'll be part of the parade. It's showtime, it's showtime. The curtain goes up. Everyone out there center of attraction, as we are blinded by the lights.
louder after tears and laughter. It's showtime, it's showtime, what more can I tell? Showtime is heaven and hell. And the funny man's laughing, though he's feeling downright low. But the audience won't know, they love that funny show. There is nothing like showtime. It will take you to the sky. No stage fright can ever hold you back. It's showtime, in no time you take off and fly, knowing you're on the right track. It's showtime, it's go time. A dream has come true. We own the world here on stage.
And as Australia has announced their first two participants for their national final next year, I'm going to play you the song that came second for Australia at the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. The incredible Dami Im with Sound of Silence from the Globen in Stockholm, Sweden. By the way, she's also released a Carpenters covers album, which is awesome. So if you haven't heard any of those, check it out. So here is Australia 2016.
To the sound of silence.
Oh, Dammy, we love you. That's awesome. Australia 2016. Well, that is your Eurovision Showcase news for another week. We are going to play in just a few moments to play us out the UK entry, the very first one in 1957, Patricia Brendan with All That Came. Oh, yeah, seventh. Okay, right, well, I hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Aritasiad, here on Forest FM. Hope you can join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more Eurovision music. Arrivederci, au revoir, ravi de sing, visla, dobizenia. We'll see you all very soon. Adios, muchas gracias, and taksumiket. See you all very soon. Okay. Here's Patricia Brendan with All at the UK, 1957. Toodaloo!
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.